From NPR and WBUR Boston, it's Here and Now. I'm Robin Young. Jeremy Hobson is at KJZZ Public Radio in Phoenix, where he's gathering a roundtable. We'll get a view from there on Washington, the housing market, immigration reform. But first, the shutdown. Today, House Speaker John Boehner announced a plan to temporarily raise the country's borrowing limit and pave the way for talks on the government shutdown.
It's time for these negotiations and this conversation to begin, and I would hope that the president will look at this as an opportunity and a good faith effort on our part to move halfway to what he's demanded in order to have these conversations begin.
White House spokesman Jay Carney had this response.
We'll see what the House Republicans propose. We'll see what they're able to pass and consider it then. The president said the other day that on the hypothetical, he would be willing to do this because he thinks that we need to avoid default. But he's been very clear. He will not pay ransom in exchange for the Republicans in the House doing their job.
Well, the Republicans will bring their plan with them to a meeting with President Obama this afternoon. Let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley to try to shed some light on this. So, Scott, do we have any more clarity about what's in the plan?
Well, you heard the skepticism there or the uncertainty in Jay Carney's voice. The House Speaker talked about this as a clean, temporary lift in the debt ceiling. That means no partisan strings attached. But John Boehner has said things in the past and not actually been able to rally a majority of his troops behind them. So the White House isn't sure if what emerges will actually be a clean, no-strings-attached increase in the debt ceiling. They're waiting to see before they make any commitments.
Well, and then there's this idea of leaving the government closed, shut down, while there are some talks. Now, Democrats have said in the past that they won't negotiate until both the government is open and the debt ceiling is increased. So what's your sense that Democrats will support this?
Well, that's what they were trying to pin Jay Carney on, pin down his answer on this today. He talks about the president's unwillingness to pay ransom for Congress doing its job. By that, he means they're not going to let Republicans use the leverage of the government shutdown to extract something they couldn't otherwise. But they might be able to have some conversations around that. In fact, they're going to have some conversations this afternoon while the government's still closed. So it sort of depends on what you consider a negotiation. They're talking. They're going to have a conversation. But the president's not going to trade anything away in exchange for getting the government reopened, or so he says.
Well, and this proposal to raise the debt limit, the deadline is October 17th, next week. Isn't it just for six weeks, I think, the Republicans are asking for?
Well, and the White House says they would prefer to see a longer extension of the debt ceiling, something like what the Democrats in the Senate have put forward, which would push it past the next election. But look, we're a week out. If 6 weeks is what they can get, they'll take it rather than tiptoe even closer to the precipice. The Treasury Secretary Jack Lew was on the Hill this morning warning the Senate Finance Committee, look, you're really playing with fire here. Let's not even get too close. Remember that October 17th date that the Treasury has put out there as the last minute when the government will lose its borrowing authority, that's just an estimate. And there are big cash swings every day in the Treasury, depending on how much tax revenue might come in, which bills go out. The bills are more predictable than the tax revenue coming in. But Jack Lew said, let's not push this off to the last minute. So while the White House would very much prefer to see an extended raise in the debt ceiling, or a big enough raise to get us months and months or maybe a year out, if 6 weeks is what the House Republicans are offering, I think they'll take it.
Well, in their offer, they're not mentioning the health care law, and it wasn't mentioned in some op-eds written by Republican leaders yesterday. Have Republicans dropped their original plan to defund parts of the health care law?
It's certainly been pushed to the back burner. You're right. The House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan had an op-ed yesterday where he talked about things like entitlement reform and tax reform. The House Republican leader, Eric Cantor, had an op-ed where he raised all sorts of complaints about things that are going on with the Obama administration. But both of them soft-pedaled any reference to defunding or delaying or otherwise undoing Obamacare. That's still an issue that a lot of conservatives in the House are interested in seeing, and that may be one reason why they're still trying to keep the government shutdown going as a leverage point so they can extract something there. But it's definitely taken a back burner. I think that certainly the House leadership recognizes, the House Republican leadership, that that's going to be a very hard push to make to get the president to give ground on his signature health care law.
NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thanks so much.
It's my pleasure.